Hi there, I'm Dori Nutt, and this is the Sundial Writer's Corner. Welcome in. We'll be listening to one of our talented Tennessee Valley poets this morning. Susan Luther is a longtime contributor to this feature. This morning, she brings us a poem about a marvelous sound produced by that king of instruments, the organ.
It goes without saying that a fine organ is a magnificent instrument, curiously and wondrously made, even more so than I'd imagined, as I learned one day in church. Zimbelstern, otherwise Zimbel Star. Zimbelstern, the preacher pronounces and repeats the word with relish in honor and memory of the congregant whose funeral he preached yesterday. Zimbelstern. An organ stop featured in this morning's prelude, a star or disc that rotates, fitted with bells. Zimbelstern, from the German, literally cymbal star, though its melody is a still, small voice tinkling, barely audible behind the organ's robust tones. Heard alone, a shower, a small rain of sound that might remind a child of Christmas, of fairy or angel bells, a glitter of holy light pouring down. Perhaps I forgot to tell you, the preacher confesses a little later in the service, so I could say Zimbelstern again. John built the Zimbelstern for our organ. So whenever you hear the Zimbelstern, remember him. Remember him, a person who now speaks in Zimbelstern, as the saints speak, in the scent of roses and lilies on the altar. Christ speaks in the candle flame, the bread and wine, in sunburst dandelions and dogwood branches leaping to life on the hill. The grass speaks. The house ants speak by the numbers, as music seeks to be born through violin or guitar strings, the throats of birds. Listen. Listen. That sound in your inner ear, tinnitus, or the twinkling of a falling star.
A confirmed North Alabraskan, as she puts it, Susan Luther was born and raised in Nebraska, but has lived in Huntsville most of her adult life. Founder of the Coweta Poets, she has published widely in a variety of journals, anthologies, and several solo collections. Having taught, lectured, judged, done editorial work, and given presentations in many different academic and community venues, Susan is grateful beyond words that she's now living the life of the Word, poetry, family, and friends, the life she's dreamed of ever since she was a little girl. You can hear Susan's poem again by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundial tab. And we'll be back next Monday morning at 9 with another new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.